The Online Arbitrage Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. Today I want to talk about Seller Fulfilled Prime on Amazon and is it right for your business? So it's a type of Amazon fulfillment that you might not have heard of before. So in kind of summary, Seller Fulfilled Prime allows third-party sellers to fulfill their own orders to customers whilst having the Prime badge and the Prime delivery guarantee. So in a sense, it's what you get if you mix FBA with FBM. So kind of the Prime part of FBA, but with the self-fulfilled orders part of FBM. It was first trialed in 2015 and became available to all sellers in 2016. And its aim was to take kind of the pressure off Amazon's maxed out warehouses and benefited Amazon even more because they could expand their Prime offering to more customers without having to build more fulfillment centers. And it was also a huge benefit for Amazon sellers. So before Seller Fulfilled Prime was an option, the only way sellers could offer Prime delivery was through the Amazon FBA program. For sellers who already had logistics in place to fulfill orders themselves via FBM, FBA obviously wasn't a favorable option, but they often missed out on being able to offer Prime delivery until Seller Fulfilled Prime was born. So how do you become... Alfred's a bit noisy. So how do you become an SPF? Okay, that wasn't right. How do you become an SFP member, Seller Fulfilled Prime? So it's a highly privileged program for the top Amazon sellers. With FBA and FBM, you can start straight away, but those looking at SFP will need to undergo a trial period and kind of prove that they can meet Amazon's strict delivery standards before being granted that Seller Fulfilled Prime status. So you might think, oh, you know, why all the hassle? So I guess think about it from Amazon's point of view. They need to be 100% satisfied that you can meet all of the necessary requirements to display that Prime badge on your products. You are committing to fulfill orders with two-day delivery at no additional charge for Prime customers. So if Amazon just allowed anyone on the program, you can imagine the fallout you'd get, as not every seller will be able to consistently meet the shipping requirements and customer satisfaction would take a huge hit. The good news is anyone can become an SFP member. You don't have to be born into it. So Seller Fulfilled Prime, let's look at it kind of at a glance. So qualify for Seller Fulfilled Prime, complete the trial period, Amazon awards you the Prime badge, store inventory in your own storage unit or a third-party warehouse, you process orders as they come in, purchase your shipping labels from Amazon, pick, pack and ship your orders on the same day, Seller Fulfilled Prime carriers collect your orders and deliver to customers. So for Amazon FBA, FBM sellers, the process of SFP is very similar, apart from you're getting the added Prime badge bonus and you're using Amazon shipping labels and carriers to deliver your products. So the requirements of Seller Fulfilled Prime: offer premium shipping options, ship over 99% of your orders on time, you need to have an order cancellation rate of less than 0.5%, use Amazon Buy shipping services for at least 99% of your orders, deliver orders with supported Seller Fulfilled Prime carriers, seller must agree to the Amazon returns policy, and you need to allow for all customer service inquiries to be dealt with by Amazon. So let's talk about the trial period, so the Seller Fulfilled Prime trial period. During the trial period, which can last up to 90 days, you must show you're able to meet those requirements that I just spoke about. So the Prime badge won't be displayed on all items enrolled in Seller Fulfilled Prime during the trial period, but you must still demonstrate you can offer customers premium shipping options. On successful completion of the trial, you'll be enrolled in Seller Fulfilled Prime and your enrolled ASIN will display that Prime badge to customers. If you're using BuyBook Pro for your Amazon deal analysis, Seller Fulfilled Prime members will have kind of the blue color. It's like a pale blue in the competition analysis section, so you can see them there. Let's think about the advantages of Seller Fulfilled Prime. So first of all, no need to pay Amazon FBA fees. So as a Seller Fulfilled Prime member, you'll not pay Amazon fulfillment fees or inventory storage fees. So that's kind of something to bear in mind. Inventory that's been in fulfillment centers for more than 365 days gets charged a monthly long-term storage fee, kind of per cubic foot or per unit, whichever is greater. But with Seller Fulfilled Prime, you won't have those storage costs, but you will have your own storage or warehouse fees if you're keeping them in a third-party warehouse. You can compete more effectively for the buy box. So as you're offering the Amazon Prime guarantee, you're more likely to get a greater share of that buy box. For those who are kind of fairly new to game, the buy box is the place where customers click buy now on that Amazon product page. You can reach over 150 million Prime customers. So many Prime customers filter their search on Amazon to only see Prime products. So if your products have the Prime badge, you'll gain greater visibility and be able to reach a wider customer base. Then there's a chance to gain repeat customs. So seller fulfilled Prime orders display free 2-day delivery messaging to Prime customers, and they're more likely to make multiple and repeat purchases. And then there's avoiding the FBA lag time. So with seller fulfilled Prime and FBM for that matter, you've got greater control over your inventory. As you're storing your products in your own warehouse, you don't need to worry about FBA lag time, which is the time it takes to send in your products to Amazon fulfillment centers, which then need to be processed and made active by Amazon before being available to customers. And seller fulfilled Prime just kind of cuts that out. Then let's think about the disadvantages. So I mentioned earlier about maintaining Amazon's strict requirements. So if your shipping metrics slip or you fall short on customer service satisfaction, Amazon can just remove your seller fulfilled Prime status. You have to remember they're putting their trust in you to kind of effectively represent the Amazon brand. Amazon seller fulfilled Prime shipping requirements have become stricter in recent months as well. So it's something to kind of bear in mind. Then you've got storage and shipping costs. So although you won't be paying Amazon extra fees, you will need to consider packaging costs, warehouse or storage unit fees, employee costs if you have them, and premium shipping costs. So make sure you work through all of those numbers to ensure that seller fulfilled Prime is profitable for your business first before you kind of commit to anything. Then you need to think about responding to all customer issues, returns and refunds. So with FBA, this is all handled by Amazon. With seller fulfilled Prime, you're responsible for all returns and you must maintain exceptional customer service support. So let's then think about, is seller fulfilled Prime right for your Amazon business? And it's worth spending some time to consider this, or whether FBA is better suited. So seller fulfilled Prime is better for sellers who want to control their packaging and ship larger, heavier or specialist products that would be too costly or risky to send through FBA. Sellers with warehouse logistics in place and want to benefit from the Prime badge. Slower moving items or specific seasonal products, you can avoid FBA storage fees. It's better for companies that rely on branded or bespoke packaging, and sellers who want to sell across other online marketplaces and can use the same fulfillment facility to ship Amazon seller fulfilled Prime orders in addition to other online channels. Then let's think about FBA. So fulfilled by Amazon is better for lightweight and generally fast selling products, sellers who cannot meet the SFP fulfillment requirements, sellers who don't have access to large storage units or warehouses, and sellers who would rather Amazon handle all customer service related issues. So let's think about then kind of the summary. So seller fulfilled Prime could be the right option for you, for your Amazon business, if you're able to handle the strict shipping requirements. If you're interested in the program and not sure you can meet the requirements, try selling FBM across a few products to the standard that Amazon expects on the seller fulfilled Prime program, and then you can go from there. If it's not for you or you want to move away from it, Amazon FBA could be your way forward if you still want to offer products with Prime delivery. For heavier and bespoke items, or customers who want to expand their brand image, shipping FBM may be the better option, although you obviously won't be able to offer that Prime delivery. Going back before, I spoke about in the competition analysis with BuyBot Pro, seller fulfilled Prime sellers will show up as that pale blue. If you want to find out some more information about deal analysis with BuyBot Pro, head to buybotpro.com or email the support team at info@buybotpro.com. Amazing deal analysis software that can analyse thousands of data points at the click of a button and save you a fortune in bad buys. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.
The Online Arbitrage Podcast.